Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side. Hey, Mama, welcome back. I hope you had an awesome week. Last week on the podcast, we chatted about personal growth in our motherhood, and if you had jumped over to part two, we talked about personal growth just as being a woman, you know, separate from our motherhood, and really combining the two efforts to be the best person that we're called to be. And so I hope you had an opportunity to sit with that this week and just really think about your calling as a mom and what that's looked like for you over the time since you've lost your child, or just even specifically in the last week, what you've done to maybe restart or refresh this year in moving forward to being that wonderful mom. And that if you weren't ready to start there, like I said, if you had heard part two of this episode on Patreon, maybe you had some time to sit and think about just what it meant to be the woman that you want to be. In this past week, I've been trying to just keep up with the dailies. And for me, that is something on my heart about becoming the best woman that I can be, right? Just keeping my space clean and tidy. I'm like looking around the house right now and I'm like far away from that. But the goal is there and the desire is there and the effort is definitely there. I feel a lot of peace in this last week, just really trying to step up and just do those little things to kind of begin moving forward. I think when we begin something, at least for myself, I want the end result at the beginning, right? Like, okay, this is what I want. Let's get it. And life is such a process and it's such a journey, and that's okay. And it's beautiful. And so I'm trying to sit in the beautiful mess that is life. Metaphorically and just really, my house is a mess, but just sitting in that beautiful mess and recognizing the journey that I'm on and the gift that that is. In this past week, I hope that you were able to meet your child in small ways or in big ways. For me, just one simple way that I meet my child every week is through our Mama's Tribe. So a group of us get together every week through Zoom and just share in our life and share in our hearts. And Casey comes alive through that meeting and just through the purpose of being together. And then again, when I step on here to record, I'm reminded again just of the dignity of Casey. But just also like intentionally putting on my bracelet this week and looking at the spaces in my home where Casey's name is written or we have little mementos. I collected Christmas cards over the season and, you know, just finished putting some of those back into Casey's stocking as we had taken them out to read them. And so just trying to navigate that. In our particular life, we also have a baby. I guess he's not a toddler yet. I don't know when you become a toddler, but we have a baby and we have one on the way. And so with Casey, just trying to not leave behind that special role that Casey would have played physically, but now plays spiritually in the lives of my children, right? So as I'm planning my son's first birthday, just kind of keeping Casey in the forefront of my mind through that and maybe thinking of ways to tuck Casey into the celebration as well. So those are just some examples of my own personal life, but I would love to hear from you. For those of you who have shared with me already, thank you for reaching out. I just love our Discord space. And again, you're always welcome to reach out to me through that and private messaging. And again, if you're not on Discord, you can find Swaddled in the Stars on Facebook or Instagram and reach out there and we'll get you connected. But wow. All right. So we're here and we're started and we're beginning our journey together. So this week I want to just kind of, you know, shift our focus and rethink, right? We're still beginning, we're still starting, it's still January, you got lots of time. You have a whole lifetime, right, to become the best mama that you can be. But really it's about taking a week at a time or even a day at a time and just making those little efforts. It's hard when there's not something like notable coming up. I mean, some of you listening, there might be heavenly birthdays coming up or lost dates or dates of your conception. And those are going to be, of course, individual for everyone. And so, you're going to have to learn how to celebrate those and honor those in the way that best suits you. But as far as like just worldly events or like holidays, those are so much more emotional, right? Whether emotional in a good way, like we can aim our focus at them and kind of use them as a target, or emotional in a difficult way that they may devastate us and bring us down, right? So Christmas, I know, was pretty hard for a lot of people, but it was also a joy for a lot of people, right? Because depending on where you are at in your grieving process, like there you are. And I know a lot of moms did like stockings for their lost ones and traded Christmas cards and holiday cards and everything. And so we find those little joys. But right now we're just kind of in this ordinary time of there's really nothing to look forward to. I mean, Valentine's Day is next month, and of course we'll get into that. But how do we settle in the ordinary, right? When there's nothing to plan and nothing to coordinate and nothing to trade with other mamas or to really talk about, how do we live in the mundane of everyday life? And how do we meet our little soul there? So I guess step one is just to think about you as an individual, right? Because we all are going to have different things that bring us comfort and joy and peace. For some of you, it's going to be so important for you to maintain those spaces in your home that are for your lost child, right? Checking in on their prayer shelf, lighting their candle once a week, you know, doing those little things that are physical, keeping the space around those areas clean, keeping maybe your whole home clean is going to be helpful to you because it's going to bring you a sense of comfort and peace, right? For others of you, you might need to do something that is still, right? Maybe it's not an action of like going around and doing something, but there's stillness, right? And again, we can bring that candle out that I mentioned, or maybe it's journaling. I don't know if any of you write letters to your little child. I tried to do that for a short time, and it just didn't seem to be what Casey and I were really vibing with. It didn't seem overly helpful to my processing or to my trying to understand, but for some people, it is such a healing experience. And so maybe it's journaling, right? So we have cleaning, we have journaling. Maybe it's donating. I know a lot of moms who just are devastated that as their baby is like the distance from their lost ages, their child doesn't, right? So I don't have for myself like a 1.5-year-old running around, right? So there's no 1.5-year-old size clothes and toys and diapers that fit a 1.5-year-old, right? Like there's nothing intentionally for Casey that's in my home that Casey would be using. And so I know some moms who will buy those things, and it can be as often or as not often as you want. Maybe during those ordinary seasons though, maybe it's once a week, just something small, or maybe it's once a month, or again, just using it in between like the holidays and celebrations, so that you can keep your focus on your child and honor them, right? So that could be clothes and diapers. And maybe you have a local pregnancy center of a mom who is struggling and wants to keep her baby and needs resources, right? Maybe your little one could be the generosity, the gift giver there. And you can even write a card in loving memory of your little one, right? Make their name matter, make their heartbeats matter. Maybe it's volunteering your time. Maybe because you can't hold and pick up and play with your child, you find a way to do that for other children as a way to give back. Not as a way to replace your child, that's not the goal here, but as a way to bring your child honor and glory, and just really to spend some time with their spirit in the world around you. Maybe it's sharing your child with family members if your family's supportive. So, like, I guess I don't know. We don't really do this during the ordinary seasons, right? But, like, during Christmas, we always give our parents a Christmas present from Casey. So we do a donation in my parents' and my husband's parents' name to, like, again, a local pregnancy center or to a mom in need or just wherever we can find that outlet of need. NICU mom we did 1 year, but anyway, so we make a donation and we say it's from our parents, and then we write a Christmas card to our parents from Casey saying that Casey made this donation in their honor, right? So it's kind of bringing everyone together and it's honoring Casey and it's reminding them of Casey and making Casey come alive in our lives. So I guess I don't have particular suggestions of how to do that during the ordinary times. Maybe it's, you know, asking your parents over for dinner or a sibling or a friend and, you know, inviting them to light the candle and making that more a part of your hospitality outreach. That, again, if they were coming over, they'd be holding your baby or playing with your baby, but now they're lighting this candle and you're inviting them into the experience. So there's another way. Maybe it's just doing something that you love to do because you're suffering a lot right now and you need that outlet of joy. Maybe it's not baby related. Maybe it's not memory related or donation related. Maybe it's a little bit of selfish time every once in a while, and that's okay too, because that's part of the healing process. But I want to invite you, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody who also recognizes, and I know that's not everyone's reality, but for those of you who are in a relationship with, you know, your partner, your spouse, your husband recognizes your loss and it matters to them too, like, really make that a part of your conversations. And if it's something you struggle with, your spouse, partner, husband, try to invite the conversation up every once in a while. There needs to be some healing ground there where you have a space to talk about it. Because while it's important to do those little selfish moments of just rest and ice cream and chocolate and stuff, it's so important to unite yourself with other people, friends, whether they understand or not, parents, spouses. Use them as someone to lean on and be honest with them about how you're feeling, and don't expect them to all understand where you're at. Don't expect them to be where you're at, or definitely don't expect them to love you in the way that you expect to be loved. Just receive the love that they can give, because if they never experience this, they can't be held accountable for things that they say or ways that they respond. And sometimes even if they have experienced it, because everyone's experience and reaction to this is so different, we cannot hold anybody accountable for the way that we would hope that they would respond and act, if that makes sense. And lastly, I would say my suggestion for this ordinary season of just loving your little one is that if you have children, if you have loving children, invite them into the story, right? Invite them to light the candle. Invite them to read a baby book to your lost child. Invite them to the gravesite or to the prayer shelf. You know, do things that make them a part of the journey. If you have, you know, some people have like the teddy bear, you know, share that with your child. Or some people have the ornaments on the Christmas tree. Like, show your child, like, make them a part of the experience. Make them a part of the conversation. Let them know they have a little brother or sister in heaven. Maybe get them a piece of jewelry or a toy that means something to you, that reminds you of your lost child or children, and let them have that to share in too. So, like, we have done things for just our son. Like, he's got a teddy bear. He's got two teddy bears from different times, but he got one at his baby shower from my mom that had angel wings on it, so that he would always have that in his room to represent Casey. And then at his baptism, the Knights of Columbus actually. So anyway, so we have a patron saint of our diocese. Basically, Solanus Casey is a blessed who is going to become a saint. Regardless, his name is Casey, right? So the Knights of Columbus have taken him on as a patron. And so on this, like, teddy bear's little shirt, the teddy bear's name is Casey after this saint. And it was so special and so humbling when they handed that to us. And there on the shirt was our baby's name, right? Casey. And so Landon has his little Casey bear that he can play with and, you know, do whatever with. And so he's hearing that name Casey often. We say, oh, here's your little Casey bear and stuff. And so when he's old enough, now we've established this connection to the name, and we plan to share the story, share Casey with our living children as well. So those are just some things you can sit and reflect. If you are a journaler or a list maker, make your own list. Spend some time thinking about what might be important to you. Maybe something I shared triggered a thought or spiraled you into a direction, or maybe something I shared you hated and you're like trying to find exactly the opposite of that. That's cool too. We can be inspired by things we dislike as well, but try to find something that works for you to not lose sight of your motherhood, not lose sight of your little one, but to learn how to embrace them in the seasons that might be a little slower or less engaged. And just know that your baby is always there and ready to meet you too. For those of you who are patron members, if you want to head over there, we're going to dive a little deeper into this conversation, maybe share a few more ideas in depth and just spend a little extra time together. If you're not a member of Patreon but would like to be, you can follow the link below. And for those of you who are not going to join us, just thank you for joining us for this short conversation, and I will look forward to chatting with you again next week. I don't have snow in Michigan just yet, where I'm at, but I'm hopeful maybe by next week we'll have some snow and we can sit down and have a cozy conversation about just the gift of nature and the gift of cozy that our children can be a part of. I'm so honored to walk in this motherhood with you, and I'm praying for you, and I look forward to sharing with you again next week.